is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
Kareem Speaks. You can find me on foresightslife.com. You can find me on Foresights of Life YouTube channel. Today I have my queen. Yeah. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Now we have had of this right here. Go ahead. You mention it.
The marriage thing, this marriage thing ain't for the weak. Because one of my favorite comedians that I got to see last year was David A. Arnold in Phoenix, Arizona. And one of the things he always talks about is this thing called marriage. It just ain't for everybody.
It ain't. And that's what we're trying to help people understand right now, because a lot of people think they can just jump in on getting married. Now, let me ask you a question about this, because we're talking about generation. Me and you have came up on 20 years.
Yes.
What is this anniversary would be what?
21.
21. Oh, my bad. When you get this far up in the game, you forget how many years it
is. Yeah, because this year went by quick.
Yes, it did. So you, wasn't it easy being married to me?
No.
Of course not. It was a joke. Now, we want to be as transparent as we can.
Okay.
So we can help out the people out there.
Okay.
You know, do you have a list of things you want to ask me?
Do I have a list? I don't have a list.
Or what about this? How did it feel? Mm-hmm. Like I did a podcast about, do you remember her? And I was talking about you.
Yes.
A lot of people don't remember who they married. Do you remember me?
Oh, but you've changed.
Yes, I did.
So what I remember is not the same that you are today, which in any relationship you do, you change over time. It comes with seasoning.
Mm.
Like a good, well, not everybody eats meat, but you know, or just a good meal. It needs to be seasoned.
Yeah.
Because a bland, boring meal, you want to get it from the table.
There's a lot of bland people out there.
Oh, there's some bland people.
I mean, they have like they have no life in them, huh?
They did.
Man, what kind of seasoning?
No joy.
What kind of seasoning did they put on them?
Oh man, just some salt.
Just some salt. I don't even think they use salt.
I don't even think it's salt.
They might use straight Celtic salt. There's no taste. It's healthy though. But it's just no.
What taste. You say is healthy.
It's healthy, but it's not.
You could be in a healthy relationship, but you can be boring as heck in the relationship.
All that. Oh my God. How many people is, speaking of healthy, how many people think they're in a healthy relationship but they no communication?
Yeah, you got to communicate. Even when you don't want to communicate. Is fighting communicating?
It is a form of communication, but I think when you're fighting, it's somewhat healthy because it lets the other person know you care. It depends on how the fighting is.
Mm.
Because if there's some physical involved, or there's some below the belt like Tyler Perry in one of his movies, you got to know how to fight fair.
Mm.
So if you're going below the belt and pushing buttons on purpose, that's a different type of fight. I don't agree with that.
But has it happened in our relationship, in our marriage?
Yeah,
let the people know. People don't know. Because people out there are thinking we got the perfect marriage.
I don't know who told them that.
I don't know.
You might be thinking that.
Oh, no.
I'll say this.
Okay.
Our fights were a lot frequent in the beginning.
Really? You thought it was more frequent in the beginning?
Well, the first 2 years, I didn't have a voice. I wasn't really speaking.
Then how could you say you've been
fighting? They were silent fights.
They were your personal fights.
Personal fights. You can't tell me you wasn't in your head.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say I wasn't. I'm just saying they weren't fights that we were doing together, which means we weren't communicating.
So what year did it start coming out? And the communication in both parties found, and they wanted to say something to each other.
Second,
and it started being aggressive.
I think it definitely was, I would say more the second round.
The third year? Or? Oh, you saying second round because you're talking about that rematch.
That's right.
But you don't count it because we was only.
No, I don't count it. It was separated very short.
7 months?
Seven months.
So, but we were separated almost 4 or 5 years?
I counted seven, bro.
7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a long stretch. But we really wasn't separated.
We weren't really separated. We were in our battlefield at that time for seven.
Fighting for communication.
Fighting for whatever the other party really wanted.
And it should have been no fight because you technically should have just been leading and following. Didn't you come from a Baptist background?
I do. My mom was Baptist.
Yeah. Well, what was you? Because I didn't
know. Non-denominational.
This is what happens when you don't ask these questions when you're dating somebody. You don't know.
That's because you're still in the, what they call it, the honeymoon phase.
Honeymoon phase.
When, you know, you really aren't taking out the time to get to, not that we didn't have a one day, what was that called? Like a one day we went out with our pastors and had a little.
We did.
But it was just one day.
We did.
We weren't ready like that. We didn't really communicate effectively. You didn't get to tell me your background previous background, because I only had the background from which I knew your parents come from, but they were attending the same church that I was brought up
in. But yeah, you didn't know their root background.
I had no
clue. You didn't know about that Church of God in Christ.
Did not.
You didn't know about that methodology background.
I had no idea. Mm. That would have said a lot as far as what your expectation of me as your wife, or what you were looking for in a wife.
Yeah, because I was a baby and I really didn't understand. I was a baby in a relationship, so I didn't understand where a lot of the uncles and men's church that I come from, their mindset was the woman's supposed to be seen and not heard. So when you come around,
and I was seen,
you was all,
I was heard,
and yeah, you were very loud. So I think it was because you felt, yeah, because you had your BA, AABA, and something. What
I
else?
I had my bachelor's science degree, and your
what else?
That's it. At the time that we met.
Yeah, you was working on what else?
I was working on my master's. Yes.
What are you implying? What did you major in?
What are you implying?
I implied that you thought you was all that.
Oh, because I was independent when you found me.
Yes, you're very independent. So
that's
so
true.
But this world conflicts state and church. So and just people. So it's a lot of state telling you what to do in a marriage. It's a lot of churches telling you what to do in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of individuals trying to make what marriage is. And I really don't see love and God involved in marriage no more.
Mm.
Back then, it was more so, to me, a lot of love and God involved.
I think that I know for myself, growing up as a young woman, I was raised in the church and I desired to be married one day. And not really knowing what that looked like, but I did have my parents because they were still married. So I had an example, but I didn't know how their communication style was because I didn't really see them communicate. So that's probably why I'm not the greatest communicator in a relationship, because I didn't have that example to really listen in and see, how they deal with conflict or compromise, or things like that.
But you got this independent from somewhere. Roll back to that, because you said you was independent.
Yeah, because my father raised me to make sure that I'll be on my own. So when I left their house, I moved into an apartment with a roommate, which was my best friend. And I was independent. I moved independently from that point forward.
Your father's fault. But you wasn't ready for this Church of God in Christ background I came from. You wasn't ready for this Methodist background. See, my mother was Church of God background. I kind of found that out later myself. And my dad was Methodist. So when you have this mother and father that told you to be independent and raise you to have, and you said your mom as well, to be independent, that didn't coincide with this man you met, right? Because when we got together, it was so beautiful. Remember the story I told about Carl Jr.?
That was a great Dave way to
Buster's.
Reflect.
Mm-hmm. Remember that? Yeah, staying on the phone all night long. Remember that?
Yeah.
Meeting you for the first time. What, did I have the restaurant right? Where was it? Birthday.
Oh, we were at, I want to say Black Angus.
Okay, it was your birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think we were in Black Angus.
Remember when I told you?
Yeah, it was beautiful. That was something that stumped me, because most young guys at the time didn't.
Come on, young guy. Like you were some young, old bird or something. You talking about this, but most young guys don't.
Well, I can say this. The gentlemen or men that I encountered at the time were not that, they didn't think about what the woman her response might be based on what he presented before her. So when you said, what did you say? You said, I said, what are you waiting for? Remember?
That's right.
And you said, I'm waiting for you.
That's right.
Y'all, when I say my mouth didn't drop because you would have saw it. But in my mind, I was thinking, wow, that's cool. be waiting for me. But you was just literally talking about, I'm just waiting for you to get around that table. But for me?
No, it was not.
Oh, come on.
I said it in the podcast. I did. You didn't know I was searching.
Okay, you're right. I wouldn't have known you're searching.
And you just showed me today. You know,
I'm just laughing because in my mind, I'm thinking, at that moment, I was thinking.
Yeah, he just waiting for you to get around that table. See how people be on different pages?
But that's, see, communication too. Yeah, we didn't know. We weren't communicating. We had just met each other. So I had one thought process. I knew that I was attracted to you. I knew that I was interested. But I also knew, hey, sister girl, lay back. Chill, because you don't know how he's feeling about you at the moment.
Because
that was just a celebration. We didn't have our first date at that time.
But
yet.
Then we started having dates after dates.
Yeah.
Hanging out after dates.
Yeah.
But then when we moved, then.
Oh, but we were married when we moved in.
First of all, before we got married, because I'm about this marriage ain't for the week.
It ain't for the
week. Before we got married, we're going to say that story for another one.
When
we was picking out your wedding list. Marital list, and we had drama that night.
Yeah.
You was on something else, but you'll try to say I was on something else.
Okay,
but you
see, communication.
But when we got moved in, that's when I started getting to know you, and you started getting to know me. Now I got a chance to find out, oh, this independence is real.
In what ways? That I was showing my independence.
You were more so. Thinking you had all the, thinking that you had all that. To me, you felt like, I felt like you felt you didn't need no man. And I was just an addition to your life.
You did say that I was like, I made you feel like I was wearing like a bracelet.
Yes.
Like you didn't feel like a part.
Because I didn't have no AA. No B.
But see, that was going on in your head. I did not have idea that's how you felt. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I felt wanted by you when we were dating. I felt like you showed me in your actions prior to being married that you really wanted to be around me.
That's true. But I didn't want to be around that aggressive side, the independent aggressive side. You don't think that independent part of you was aggressive?
I probably didn't think I was.
Okay, what about, that's my car. Don't drive it like that.
Oh, when we were having an argument and
no,
you...
No, it don't matter.
It doesn't...
You still brought it up.
I did, you guys. Yeah, because I didn't want my car to get jacked up.
How you married? And all of it says... When you're married, you become one.
That is true.
But when you're fighting in the argument, it's no longer,
you know why?
Each other's.
Because we become petty as heck.
Oh.
In a fight.
So you're saying you were being petty back then?
Independent with pettiness.
That pettiness could have had me clip you and divorce you and got away from you. You know, pettiness, people find each other for less than that right now.
You guys, I didn't say I was perfect, but you're right.
I know you got some moments for me.
Oh.
What was I petty?
Oh. You didn't want me, for example, when he mentioned about growing up the way that he grew up, you guys, you know, that he had the background of Church of God in Christ. And didn't you say your dad was Methodist or something?
Yes. Yeah.
And but let's go forward. What church were you raised in? Church of God in Christ?
No, I was not raised in either one of those. They had left. Oh, my God.
I'm like,
they
had
left there from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Church of God in Christ, his Methodist, and they joined a Seventh-day Adventist.
That's where we're going now. In his Seventh-day Adventist, Sabbath. I didn't know this though, you guys.
They went from strict to strict.
I had no idea. Again, it is important. Listen, y'all, it's important with the person that you get in a relationship with that you think about, know more about their background, where they're coming from. Not just they lived in a certain city, in a certain suburb or whatever, but what do you know about their background? Because it's gonna play a part in your relationship. And I didn't know that you were a Seventh-day Adventist, which I didn't even know what that meant. Sorry.
I didn't know what you were neither.
You no. did. You did know what I was. You knew I was born non-denominational Christian. You did know that. You did know. Because remember, that's where your parents were attending at the time. So you didn't have a clue as far as what did that mean, because at that time you weren't attending church at the time. Remember?
No, you're right. I wasn't.
Okay. So all I'm saying is that I didn't know what type of...
No, I was. I just didn't have a church home.
Okay, there you go. But I didn't know what were your...
Church home.
Okay, you're right. But what I didn't know was what your expectation of your soon-to-be wife or your girlfriend at the time was. And so I didn't know what were your expectations of me. And I definitely didn't give really any expectations of what I wanted in a husband. I just knew that I had fallen in love with you. But...
Oh, fallen in love.
But what I didn't know is also how you were raised in your home.
Yes.
And
I didn't know how you was raised.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when not knowing that, we was knocking heads.
Clashing.
Because you was like, this is the way it's going to be. Oh. Did you, in your mind, did you felt it was supposed to have been a 50-50 or something? Or you lead, I follow?
You know what it is?
Because I think you have more of a, brother, I got this.
You know what it came from? I really believe
because I didn't have a car. Did I have a car? Yeah, I did have a car. I had barely had what is it called? One of those food hotline jobs.
You had a
delivering
job.
Food,
but
I was
had
delivering
a job.
Food. It was like working for Pizza Hut as a driver, and didn't have no AA, let alone a BA degree. None of that.
That is true.
So you was on. Did you feel like you? Oh, I got this. This dude is on slow train. He's now trying to catch up. So
no, I didn't. No, no, no.
Wasn't it?
No, I think it has more to do with how I see my mother. See. Going back to...
Yeah, she might listen to this.
Oh, she might listen to it. But my mother worked hard and my dad worked hard. But my mother was working so far from the house. I didn't get to see that nurturing and that motherly side. That's just the truth. I didn't see that part.
Did she run the house?
I felt like she did, because all of the demands that the children had to do were coming from her.
Oh.
So where were your demands coming from growing up?
It was coming through my mom, mm-hmm. but from my father.
Now, see, I wouldn't know if it was coming from my dad through my mom.
Okay.
I'm only seeing from my mother saying the ones, you know?
My dad would say things like, I'm going to rule this house with an iron fist.
Ooh, see? Ooh, y'all better be careful who you are marrying. Better know what you're doing, getting yourself into.
Yeah, that, yeah.
But Kareem, you weren't like that towards me. Now, you might have been internally thinking that, but it wasn't coming out that way in the beginning of the marriage.
I expected you to, you know, because that's how it was back then.
Get in your lane.
And I was raised at the Seventh-day Adventist church that you mm-hmm. talked about, mm-hmm. where I came from. Mm-hmm. Them women had big hats, no makeup. They wore dresses, no pants, dresses past their knees.
Yeah.
And they watched what they said. They didn't speak. They didn't speak unless spoken to.
See?
So when I got you, you was chirping like a bird. You couldn't. You're like a parrot in the cage, but you wasn't in no cage. You was chirp, 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 chirp.
Really? I ain't no. What I'm not ain't no pigeon.
I didn't say pigeon. I said a parrot.
No parrot. No.
You wasn't no parrot, because a parrot at least listened to what the owner says and probably want a cracker and repeat. You wasn't repeating what I wanted you to do or say. You doing your own thing.
You know what? You're right. I was
the parrot in the cage, like, let me out. Yeah.
Were you?
But anyways, I know that metaphor. But
if y'all could see our faces.
I felt you was running the show.
Okay.
And I was really, and the reason why I was quiet for the first 2+ years
mm-hmm.
and no communication there, because I felt I was going to pop off.
Really?
I really felt like, wow.
Ooh, the anger juice was coming out.
Yeah. Remembering you.
Yeah.
Remembering you, her.
Yes.
That Carl Jr. sitting at the table asking, hey, can I have you? Where you going? I'm just waiting on you for all my life. All that was out the door. I'm like, this person here. I even said the words to you.
What?
I got to trade you in.
Ooh,
remember that?
I hated that when he used to say that.
Trade you in, man. I wasn't saying
but that. But that was about year two of our marriage.
Because we wasn't talking much, because I was noticing that this ain't for the week.
Yeah.
This marriage thing. I was like, how are my mama, my daddy, my uncles, my aunties, how?
And you know what? I wish, right. I wish, and I told you this before, I wish that I had spoken more to the elderly ladies in the church, or even to my mother. How you do this in year two? How you make it to year two?
Mm.
Because this is hard. And what I know today and what I didn't know was it's okay to go to the seniors or the elders or, your auntie or your older cousin and really figure out how do you make.
But it's not okay because the generation underneath us, they're dumb. They need to break those generation curses. They're not smart.
Now remember? There you go.
That's what they say.
Okay, but we're not talking about the millennials
right now.
No, we gonna stay on our generation and our generation.
Well,
you know,
some of y'all should have went. Some of you ladies should have went to your generation above you, the baby boomers.
Well, yeah, I think some women who were raised by a grandmother or their mother, and they had that close relationship and was able to be kind of like nurtured into that area of how, mm-hmm. what it's going to be like to be a wife. I think that, yeah, you have to be like in it every single day to kind of see it. Like I told you, my mom was working like today's world. My mother was like today's generation X. Okay. She was working her 9-to-5 job. She was pulling over her 100 or more, you know, a year. And she was raising her kids and putting herself through school.
While your dad was working too.
While my dad was working a full-time job, doing his thing, making sure. My dad was, that household was flipped. My dad worked the nights. My mom worked the days.
So what happened, just like I said, women need to go. They should talk to the elder women, the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
The men do too.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to those type of men and women in our generation, ooh. Since we're Generation X? What happened to
them?
Ain't
got no time.
You do
for
it
this.
Though. You worked.
I worked.
Hours, 40 hours a
40
week.
40 plus sometimes.
Sometimes more than that.
Correct.
Because you were salaried.
Correct.
Was I out there working or was I playing the game all day?
You was working?
Was I out in the corner drinking with the homies?
No.
Was I at the homie's house chilling?
No.
Was I down the street with old girl?
No.
See what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what happened to those men like your father and my father and myself that understands family is important. But there was something that held us at odds because everybody was trying to find a mark in the home, right? We was trying to find that spot.
With the role.
The role.
Yeah.
Oh. That's going to catch the next
one. Yeah, that's going to be real good.
We're
the role.
The next one. We're talking about.
I don't know if I'm ready.
The role. What I felt. We can at least say what I felt your role should have been.
And what your role. Yeah, we can definitely have that conversation.
We can talk about that. The role. Because everybody got to stay in their lane. Like my auntie said.
Okay, she did say it though.
Okay, well, other than we're going to go ahead and end this and get that on the next one.
Okay.
Talking about staying in your lane.
Ooh.
Because you damn sure was in my lane.
You're right about that.
Did I say it? I apologize. Anyways, this is Urban Scream, and this is
The Queen.
The Queen. All right, we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Peace. See ya.